Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Misericord University Alumni Podcast. I'm your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This 2009 and 2011 alumnus from Misericord University, who has done an immense amount of leadership activities and skills, is here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, an alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Nick DiStefano to the show.
And Nick, the crowd goes wild.
Nick, thanks so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here, man. Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, right?
Awesome, man. Chasing the awesome life.
Of course. So, chasing the awesome life. Talk to us about what you've been up to since you graduated from Misericordia.
Yeah, so graduated and then decided to graduate again. Got that master's in organizational management and put it right to work. Went south. No offense to NEPA and the weather, but you know Myrtle Beach was calling, and so was the job down there. I took a job at Coastal Carolina University, so I'm from one school to another, one not so good as the other. You obviously know which one that is, right? I took a fantastic job down there working in housing, and then transitioned into a role with from housing to student life, and was responsible specifically for leadership programming for all of our students at the university. And then since then, I'm now responsible for all of our training related to leadership and professional development for student employees and also our faculty and staff. So that's pretty cool. I also got married since I graduated.
Congratulations.
That was fun. Married a fellow alum, right? My college sweetheart, Megan. So I did that. I got some kids now. I got two little boys running around. One of them's probably running around campus somewhere today. Chasing the awesome life, whatever that means to me. We could talk about what it means for other people as well, if you'd like.
Absolutely. So just going back to your job at Coastal Carolina, I can only assume it's not a average job Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, you're doing the same exact stuff. You're running in and out with different types of events, but also different types of meetings. Kind of go through what you experience at least one day, not all five, but at least one day.
Of course. So I like to tell people that I speak good for a living. And obviously that is not speaking very well. But I speak in front of people and with people on the daily. So on an average day, I might have a coaching session with an employee related to a specific leadership topic. Then some days I'm going to be giving a session that runs 3 hours long related to service excellence. Other days, I'm actually planning the content for our sessions that we're doing. But really, for me, it's about ultimately in my job, I'm just building relationships most days. At the end of the day, I am trying to help and really ultimately inspire and empower our employees and our students to be the best version of themselves. So whether that's in an individual session, talking to you one-on-one, or whether that's a session with 15 people, or a session that I'm leading for a class with 45 to 50 people. It's always about how can I inspire and empower you in a one-on-one setting, individually, what works for you to be the best version of yourself. So that's sounds like a very pie in the sky day. I also answer a lot of emails. Let's be honest, email is king and queen and everything else in between. It's everything. So I answer emails and phone calls. But my favorite part of it is actually speaking in front of people.
So when we talk about speaking in front of people, you have a job at Coastal Carolina, but you're also working your side hustle, which is, as you have said before, chasing the awesome life.
Yes, absolutely.
So talk a little bit about what you do there, what opportunities you've had. You made a few visits up on campus chasing the awesome life.
Been back and got to speak to some SGA students and student organization presidents and vice presidents. And really, I get to create keynotes, workshops, and I have content that I deliver to college students, to professionals. I like to say nationwide. I just got back a couple weeks ago from being out in Dallas, Texas, in a small school out there.
Different Dallas.
Yes, very different, which was really funny, actually. They asked me where I went to college, and I said, I went to school in Dallas, Pennsylvania. And they were all like, oh, what school? Like, got all excited about it, and then were kind of upset with me when I told them it was not the actual Dallas, Texas. My business, really, Chasing the Awesome Life. Chasing the Awesome Life is the initiative within DiStefano Leadership. So I have my own business where I am doing consulting and leadership development for both professionals and students. But ultimately, Chasing the Awesome Life is what I'm trying to get people to do. So whether that's a student or a professional, how can I get you to be the best version of yourself? Very similar to what I'm doing in my job. Except I wanted to expand that, and I wanted to make it something tangible and make it something personal to people. What's I think so important, what people struggle with, is the fact that the awesome life is different for everybody. It depends on where you're at. For example, you know, personally for me, I've got a little guy, Calvin, who's on the autism spectrum. The awesome life looks different for him than it does for me. But I think what's important to remember is we're all different, but nobody's less. And that's what the awesome life for me is about. How do we inspire people to realize that?
Absolutely. I mean, you have obviously motivated and have touched so many individuals as far as chasing the awesome life. But you, Nick, what is the most rewarding experience from you, just whether it's meeting with a group of students or having a one-on-one conversation with an individual? What's the most rewarding experience for you?
I think the most rewarding experience for me is when someone lets me know I've made the impact. So for example, just recently when I was out in Texas, I had a student come up to me afterwards, and usually, and I just shared with you and with the people that are listening on this podcast, my son's on the autism spectrum. And I don't usually share that in a keynote speech, but for some reason, I don't know, either blacked out or I don't know what happened, honestly, Mike. Like, it came up in the last presentation. I don't know how much I said or what exactly I said about it, but I brought up the fact that Calvin's on the autism spectrum, and didn't even realize I did it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I had a student come up to me, and that student said to me, he said, I want to thank you for sharing your story. And that's very common. Like, people will come up and tell me that, and I appreciate that for sure. However, he said to me, I just want you to know that I'm on the autism spectrum, and I appreciate you sharing that about your son. And I was like, I shared what? Huh? What did I do? he said, you know, if you just continue believing in him, you're going to make an impact in his life, just like you're making an impact for all of us. And I was like, whoa, okay, now I'm flattened. I don't know what to say. What do I do? It's moments like that that I'm not setting out to necessarily do that, but I feel like if I have the ability to connect with somebody on a human level and be honest and vulnerable and share what I'm good at, what I'm struggling with, what's just happened in my life, which more of us need to do, then I think we can make a greater impact. And the beauty in that, man, is that everybody can do that. You know, everybody can chase the awesome life. You don't have to stand on top of a stage. You don't have to do a podcast interview. You can do that every single day. Mm-hmm. It's this idea that leadership is something you hope to one day do, and in reality, it should be something you today do.
And leadership is in so many different facets. A leader can be an individual who's working together in the team, or a leader, in the cliche sense, is managing a bunch of people. There's so many different types of leadership that goes through it. But
for sure,
I think going through leadership, I think that's been instilled with us as both Misericordia alum.
Yeah.
But tell me about how Misericordia has helped you get to where you are today. And I know that's a softball type of question for somebody like Nick, but kind of explain, you know, what
crush it out of the park.
Right. I'm lobbing it up right to you.
Sell everybody on why Misericordia is awesome. You're listening to the podcast. You already know that. For me, what Misericordia taught me was how to connect with people. And I think that's something that people don't usually think, oh, I went to college to learn how to connect with people. But that's something that everybody does. And Misericordia provided me the opportunities to really fulfill the capacity that was already within me. And that's what I think Misericordia does for so many people, whether that's something you're learning in the classroom or your experience outside of it or with friends, right? Whatever it might be, how are you learning how to make genuine, honest, real connections with people that you can use? Whether that's using it on social media, using it in person, using it in your job, using it with your spouse or your partner. I mean, it's how do you connect with people and, you know, meet them where they are for who they are and what they bring to the table, and accept the good, the bad, and everything in between, and own that about yourself. I did a lot of self-reflection at Misericordia. I was involved in a lot, and I think a lot of people probably thought, oh, look at this loud, like, you know, guy who does everything. But really, the thing that I took away the most from Misericordia was the ability to sit back and reflect and, like, learn about it.
You know, tell us, for those who haven't tuned in just yet, you know, exactly what you got going on with us as far as the collaboration.
Yeah, so we're going to be releasing a series of short videos. Small videos to make a big impact is what I'm trying to say and remind people of. You know, it doesn't take a lot to make a big difference. Oftentimes we do this thing within leadership, nationwide, worldwide, you know, we're taught this. It's kind of instilled in us as a culture that leadership is something that I have to aspire to be, right? You know, that idea that leadership is ultimately, I need people to follow me. And really these videos are going to challenge people in short, quick, you know, you can watch them on whatever device you've got. You can watch it on your computer, on your phone, wherever, right? You're going to be able to do it. Sure, I don't care. You can do it while you're going to the bathroom. Listen to it wherever you want, man. That doesn't matter to me. But all I want people to realize is that they have that ability within them to impact others. You don't have to be the person with hundreds of followers to make a big difference. Sometimes it's about the right mindset. Sometimes it's about the right tool. And we're going to cover several different topics throughout it that are applicable to all walks of life, all different ages and demographics of people. And it's really going to help people to start chasing the awesome life, whatever that looks like for them individually. So I'm excited to see how people respond to them. And hopefully we can generate some fantastic dialogue and around leadership and how we continue that after our years at Misericordia, because, you know, Misericordia sets you up for success, right? You learn to succeed, but then how do we carry that success forward as leaders?
Absolutely. And for those who have not had the chance to find out about Nick's leadership series, be sure to check out our social media as far as seeing the updates. Nick, any final thoughts or anything to finish off this podcast?
I would just say y'all go out there and be awesome, however that is for you. There is no definition of it. It's however it works for you. Do something to start chasing the awesome life, and you're going to be all right.
Awesome. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man. This was fun.
Absolutely.